The Lost Jimi Hendrix Tapes, Third Stone from the Sun. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano. Moments after the Jimi Hendrix Experience reduced the stage to ashes at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, it was clear Jimmy's incendiary guitar playing had finally converted the American audience to his electric vision, and it had been a long time coming. James Marshall Hendrix was born in Seattle, Washington on November 27, 1942. Jimmy first took up the guitar in his early teens, religiously jamming to blues heroes Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson. He played in local bands until dropping out of high school and joining the Army, where he formed the King Casuals, a group he remained with after his discharge in 1962, when he suffered injuries in a parachute drop. For the next 4 years, Jimmy cut his teeth backing the likes of Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and Curtis Mayfield, until forming Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. In July of 1966, while jamming in Greenwich Village, Jimmy's sensational act caught the attention of Chaz Chandler, then bassist for British Invasion Biggie's The Animals. Chandler convinced Jimmy to move to England and try his luck there. Employing the talents of session men bassist Noel Redding and drummer Mitch Mitchell, the Jimi Hendrix Experience debuted at the Paris Olympia. Jimmy was an instant star. His flamboyant, fuzz-driven, feedback-laced, psychedelic reinterpretation of the blues pushed the limits of rock and dazzled English audiences. Jimmy's incredible prowess made immediate fans of London luminaries Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney, who regularly made the scene to witness the Experience's outrageous shows. Hendrix had truly conquered England, and it was now time to return to America and convert its blossoming youth culture. The Monterey Pop Festival in June of 1967 was set to be rock and roll's ultimate showcase and the virtual centerpiece of the Summer of Love. At Paul McCartney's insistence, the Experience immediately was booked to play. Hitting the stage after a breathy introduction by Rolling Stone Brian Jones, the Experience went into overdrive. Jimmy assaulted, humped, stroked, caressed, and ritually set his guitar on fire, leaving the audience astounded, aghast, and ultimately believers. Jimmy took the states by storm, finding huge success with such hits as Purple Haze and The Wind Cries Mary. Albums Are You Experienced, Access Bold as Love, and Electric Ladyland were accepted as trailblazing masterpieces. In 1969, Hendrix broke up the Experience and sought retreat in the small town of Liberty, New York. Reunited with an old army buddy, Billy Cox on bass and Mitch Mitchell on drums, Hendrix appeared that year at Newport and closed 1969's Woodstock Festival with an esoteric counterculture rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. It was evident that Hendrix's most innovative material was yet to come. Sadly, Jimi Hendrix's brief majestic career ended on September 18, 1970, when he suffocated on his own vomit as a result of acute barbiturate intoxication. He was only 27 years old. Little Johnny Allen Hendrix was born into a world at war at 10:15 a.m. on November 27, 1942, at Seattle's King County Hospital. For his mother, the former Lucille Jeter, barely 18 and in delicate health, it was hardly a time for celebration. With no money, no home to go to, and her newlywed husband off to war, Johnny was about to be launched onto a treadmill of instability that would mark his childhood and color much of his adult life. Meanwhile, James Allen Hendrix, a private in the U.S. Army based in Alabama, was in the stockade when news came about his firstborn son.
I was going to try and get a furlough to go home. See, well, commanding officer told me, he said, well, Hendrix said, you won't be able to go home. He said, because, well, transportation was slow then. They weren't flying anybody then like they do now. I remember after chow one evening, well, right after I cleared up my mess gear and so on, so they come over there and they named all the guys that were going to the stockade that night, and here I was one of them. I said, what the heck I'm going to the stockade for? A little sergeant was taken down there. He said, I don't know. He said, just general principles, I guess.
In fact, it was 3 years later before Al was finally discharged and made his way to California to pick up his son, who'd been in the care of a friend of Lucille's mother, a kindly woman named Mrs. Champ.
Jimmy, he went from different one to here. His grandmother couldn't very well take care of him. And
Sample complete. Ready to continue?